Matt Greenwood kicking off KJF Sports Talk this afternoon, powered by your local McDonald's, with Northwest boys track and field head coach Ken Campbell, 17-year head coach for the Northwest Lions. And we're here to sort of do a season recap and a look ahead to districts with them just a couple of weeks away. So, Coach Campbell, happy to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, not a problem. All right, so I did my research, and I'm just going to start off with Tanner Campbell, because that guy, based on my research, has finished first place 6 times this season, and he's mixed in first place in high jump, long jump, and triple jump. But kind of give us your thoughts on how Tanner Campbell's done so far this year.
Tanner is, he's a very talented athlete. Obviously, he's been to state twice already, picked up a state medal last year in the high jump, and went 6-6 last year. Tanner right now actually hasn't met his own expectations for the season, and he's being hard on himself. Right now he is he's out in the rain working to improve some of his events. His numbers aren't quite where they were last year. He's still elite, and he still has a lot to offer. So while he can go to a meet, an elite meet, and medal or win first place without actually putting his top performance out there, he still has his eyes set on the big prize, which is, to get back to state. Last year he went to state in the high jump and the triple jump. And, I think that, he feels like he still has some work to do. So while it's been a good season, we've lost a couple meets to rain. Tanner's a member of the show choir here at Northwest, and he missed a meet on a trip to Nashville with the show choir. And so, he's lost a couple of opportunities, and he's really anxious for this state series. And I think he's going to do some really good things.
All right, very well. Hey, that's a cool thing, being in the show choir. I wish I could have said that when I was in high school, but nope. Let's not dive into that. That's not what we're here for. All right, so like you said, he hasn't really met his expectations. The results, though, a lot of kids would love to finish first place 6 times, and especially most recently in the Jim Farrell Invitational up in St. Louis, he swept the high jump, long jump, and triple jump. He finished first place in all 3.
He probably would have won the javelin too. But at that particular meet, the javelin's about almost a mile, I think, from the track, and so it's just too far to go back and forth and hit the jumps. So I put him in the 4x1, and he ran the fastest leg we've had this year on a 4x1 relay. He ran 11.1, perfect handoff. So, he's a kid who, if he wasn't a jumper, he could still be a great athlete, but he had a heck of a meet. He really did.
Yeah, and, being a running back / wide receiver for the football team certainly gives him a chance to, kind of showcase that talent of being as quick as you say that he is. Shifting our focus to someone not named Tanner Campbell, another guy that I spotted that's been performing pretty well here and there in the pole vault. Dallas Pearson finished first in the Lindbergh Boys Classic. Talk about his season so far, if you will.
Well, Dallas is, he's a sophomore for us. And, he's doing all right. He's coming up a little bit in pole vault. We don't really have an elite pole vaulter right now. And so he's doing all right there. His varsity potential is in the 4x4, in the 400 meter. And that's kind of what he's been up to right now. He's running about a 54 second quarter for us. And Dallas is just a great kid. The guy who is a senior right now, who Dallas is, he's going to kind of slip into his role next year, is Eli Cruz. And Dallas runs the 300 hurdles and the 110 hurdles. Those are his primary races. And I've got 2 guys on varsity right now, Eli and Dominic DeFrieda, who's a junior. And so Dallas isn't getting to run many hurdle races because I've already got 2 just studs ahead of him. And they both run on that 4x4 relay with him. And so, you know, kind of going forward, Dallas has, he's got a bright future. He's blocked just a little bit right now. Eli is leading our team in points this year. Eli Cruz. Now Tanner takes exception to that. And he's just a few points behind him and excited to make his move. But right now, Eli at Viani set a new season PR in the 110 hurdles. I believe he's down to 16.44. And the 300 hurdles, he's down to 41.44. And that time has a real shot to get him to state. He needs to trim some more time off, but if you look at the rankings right now for our sectional, that actually puts him in the top four. But like I said, everybody gets faster as you go. He also runs on the 4x4 team. He ran our fastest leg the other night. We finished third place against some tough competition. Ran a 52.8, 400. So, and he was on that 4x1 team with Tanner that PR'd by almost 2 seconds for the season. So he had a 4 PR night, and I'm just so excited about him and how far he's come and what he's developed into over 4 years. He's just a leader on our team, and pretty excited about him.
Yeah, that's very cool. And I did come across Eli Cruz as well. He finished first at the Fort Zumwalt North Invitational in the 300 hurdles. So another guy for you, Coach Campbell, taking first place. And then I noticed Logan Rogers. I know you've got Tanner Campbell, who's, you know, excelling in the high jump in terms of, you know, how many times he's finished first place in certain meets. But Logan Rogers in the Northwest Invitational and y'all's Invitational, he jumped a personal best at 5 feet. 8 inches on the high jump. That's got to be a pretty cool deal for him, huh?
You know, my distance runners always talk about how when a school has a couple of great runners, that there's a pull kind of for the next few years where other runners kind of run up to kind of beyond what they would have before. And I feel like that's happening with Tanner, that, you know, we've got an elite jumper. And so because other guys are learning from him, trying to work as hard as him, that we're developing a crop of talented jumpers. And Logan is tremendous. He's a sophomore. Every meet we go to on JV, he's going to be near the top in triple jump, long jump, and high jump. He did get a chance to jump at varsity, actually, ironically, because that was the meet that when Tanner was out of town, he got to come up and jump on varsity. And, you know, he's just a great kid and a hard worker. His older brother, Dylan Rogers, was one of the stars of our team a couple years ago. And so, actually last year, time flies. You know, he really is coming along really well. Another kid who, like Logan, is kind of pulling off Tanner is Dalton Hograff. I don't know if you have any of his numbers in front of you.
I do not him, actually. No, I do not.
Dalton is very close to 40 in the triple jump, and he's actually gone 19.7 in the long jump. And the other day, I took a video of him and Tanner together, one after another at Viani. And Tanner, long jump, beautiful form, amazing, keeps everything back, throws everything forward. And then when Dalton jumped, he really had no form at all. And he was just a couple of inches behind Tanner. And Tanner took a look at those videos, and he's like, I am going to teach you how to long jump. He's like, you're better than me. You know, Tanner's our school record holder, and he's telling Dalton, you're better than me. And today they met after school, even though we're getting rained out, so that Tanner can work with him because he believes that he can break his record in the long jump. So, you know, it's cool to have that kind of leadership and a guy who's going to pull guys along like Logan, like, of course, Dalton. And there's, you know, there's several other guys who are coming along really well. And it's just exciting.
Yeah, no, certainly seems that way. And I can tell that you get great joy out of what Campbell is bringing to the table, if you will, for the Northwest track and field team. Coach, you and I were talking before we started this interview about a guy that you're super impressed with, and he got to appear in the DeSoto Pup Invitational, which to me indicated that he must be a young guy, and you confirmed that. Michael Davis in the 200 meters finished second in that Invitational with a time of 24.78, but you have a lot of high things to say about him. If you want to dive into those again, that'd be great.
Well, Michael, he played a lot of football this year, and I think he was on the cusp of moving into varsity when he blew out his knee and had to have surgery. And so I've been tracking Michael for years. My son played baseball with his little brother, and, you know, I've been talking to his dad and watching this athlete on his way, and I'm like, this kid has to run for me. And Michael, he potentially could be the next Tanner Campbell. I hear rumors of him being able to slam dunk a basketball in seventh grade. And he's not a big kid. You know, he's not as tall as Tanner, but he's explosive. When the season started, his doctor had cleared him to run on flat surfaces, but not to jump. And so at the beginning of this year, it was like, all right, you can run, so we're going to run. And he's been running the 100 and the 200, the 4x1, the 4x2. He's moved up to varsity. He's probably our third fastest kid, but he's the first fastest kid who's on all the relays, because Tanner and Dalton usually are in all the jumping events and don't do as much sprinting. And it was so exciting the other day. He'd never run a full 400. He'd only run 200. He was kind of scared of the 400 and the 4x4, but he was always excited about it. So every meet, he'd be out there on the track watching. He's like, oh, I'm almost ready, coach. And we went to Vianney, and one of my 4x4 guys, Joey Keller, who's a strong distance runner for me and a great half miler. He runs about a 54 quarter, and he runs a lot of anchor on my 4x4. So I just slid Michael into his spot because Joey was going to be off registering for his college classes that day. And Michael was nervous about it all day. A couple times he just came by and looked in my classroom window and then walked away because he was just nervous.
That's funny.
We get out to the meet, and he's performing well, everything's going well, and we're coming up on that 4x4. I just see him, he looks nervous. Rumor has it he actually threw up before the race. We won't have to talk about that.
Well, you did just mention it on radio, so there we
yeah,
go.
That's as far as
we're okay with you going, I guess. And I'm sure as far as you're okay with going.
So the race takes off. Eli runs out, does his fastest 400 of the year. And then a stud on the team, Dominic Jafrida Jr., he gets that baton. He goes out. He runs his fastest time of the year. We're neck and neck Webster and Kirkwood and, you know, right up front of this, just, you know, a big time for varsity 4x4. And then, of course, my sophomore, Dallas Pearson, gets that baton, and he falls just a little bit behind. And Michael is ready to go. He gets that baton, and he blasted the first 200 past Webster and got right onto Kirkwood's shoulder. He was running right on that kid at 200 meters. After 300 meters, you could see that Michael was in trouble. Now, Webster got back past him, and the greatest thing I can say about this last 100 is that Michael didn't fall down. He was done, and he was still running hard, and you saw his legs going forward, and he was leaning, and I was sure he was going to fall, but he hung on all the way across the finish line and ran a 53-second 400. You know, that's interesting, because that's the slowest 400 he's ever ran, because it's the first time he's ever run it. Not many people can say they ran 53 seconds on the only 400 they've ever run. And, of course, then he fell down onto the ground and said that he couldn't feel his legs. And so I hope this was a good experience. He got one of the pancake medals over at Vianney. The next morning, he's in my classroom before I walk in. And I'm like, Michael, what's going on? I'm hoping he's not there to quit. And he says, Coach, the freshman record's 53.55. When are you going to put me in an open quarter? And, you know, that just gives you goosebumps. You know, when you have a kid, you know that was hard. That was hard. He felt things he's never felt before. And he's up the next day ready to go. And, you know, what you see there is, you know, you have a lot of athletes who have talent, and they compete in their events using their talent. But every once in a while, you put somebody in an event that gives them an opportunity to show their heart. And Michael's heart is just huge. His desire to succeed is so huge. And so when you couple that with his talent, you get something special. And you know, just a freshman, gosh, you know, three more years of this. And he hasn't even started jumping yet. So I'm pretty excited about this kid.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thanks for sharing that story. That's great. I've been smiling this whole time. That's sort of the effect, obviously, that he has on me and obviously on you and probably the rest of the Northwest track and field team as well. All right, Coach.
Everybody loves it.
Yeah, Coach Campbell, before we let you go here, districts are just a couple of weeks away, May 11th, and Class 5 District 1 at Hillsboro. That's where you guys are going to be. What do you need to see from your guys between now and then to make you feel kind of comfortable that you got some potential state qualifiers on your team this year?
Well, we're fortunate. Our conference is pretty tough. We're actually hosting the conference meet here next Thursday night at Northwest. And, you know, we've got tremendous competition coming over. Lafayette, Marquette, Fox with their jumpers and throwers. And, you know, it's just, you know, we're going to have a heck of a meet here. And it's going to be a real tune-up. It's going to be a real opportunity. Hazelwood's in our conference now, Hazelwood West and Central. And so we're going to have an opportunity to really run against some top-tier competition. You know, and somebody I haven't even mentioned, Cody Poskin. He's run a 10.05 in the 2 mile this year. He's only run it once because he was coming off an injury, and a 4.40 in the mile. And, you know, he's just so looking forward to running a 2 mile against, you know, these kids who can lay down amazing times and, you know, see what he looks like against some of this top competition. And it'll be a great tune-up. And so, you know, we need this conference meet. That's where our focus is. And then we'll figure out what's going to be best for us at districts, you know, and who needs to be in what. With all the technology these days, nobody can hide anymore. You know, all the meet results are out there. And, you know, so you can place your kids in the right spot to help them succeed. You know, I think we've got several athletes with a real chance to go to state. Eli in those 300 hurdles, Cody in the 2 mile, Tanner in pretty much anything I put him in. You know, there's some talent there, and I just can't wait to get started.
All right, very well. Well, Coach Campbell, we will certainly catch up with you and get some results on the track team, you know, once districts roll through. And hopefully we got some state qualifiers we can talk about as well. But certainly appreciate your time today, and best of luck to those young gentlemen as they move forward the rest of the year, Coach.
Anytime. Give me a call, and we'll talk about them some more. It's very exciting to coach this team and be part of this program.
Awesome deal. That is Ken Campbell. He is the head coach of the Northwest Boys Track and Field Team as he joins us here today on KJF Sports Talk. We'll come back and go back out to Jefferson College for Take Back the Night with Corey Johnson.